I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Hall of Heroes Inductees, and USS Intrepid. Seven soldiers were inducted into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes at a ceremony at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall, Virginia, recently. The seven inductees, one of whom is still living, were inducted for their heroic actions during the Korean and Vietnam Wars. During the ceremony, Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin said that the inductees made the same choice of bravery when faced with danger during combat.
The soldiers whom we honor today came from different walks of life, from different communities, and from different parts of our country. Yet, when each of these men faced terrible danger in battle, every one of them made the same choice: to put the mission first, to never quit, to never accept defeat, and to never leave a fallen comrade.
The Navy's newest guided missile destroyer, the future USS Intrepid, DDG-145, was named recently at the Intrepid Museum in New York. DDG-145 honors the skilled, fearless crews of the four previous Navy ships to bear the name. This will be the fifth ship named Intrepid. The fourth ship named the Intrepid is the museum itself, which is a decommissioned aircraft carrier that served in World War II. Intrepid Museum President Susan Marinov Zosner said, and I quote, "We know this namesake ship will serve our Navy and our nation proudly, as the former USS Intrepid did and continues to do, and we couldn't be more thrilled that it begins its proverbial journey today at the Intrepid Museum," end quote. To read more on the Hall of Heroes inductees, visit defense.gov. And to read more on the USS Intrepid, visit Navy.mil. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.